Hey everybody, and welcome to Rider Club Radio, the podcast where two adult men watch a children's show from Japan and then tell you how they feel about it. I'm your host, Jeff.
And I'm Liam. And are you trying to, like, make every intro more self-deprecating than the last? Is it like a game
that
now?
That was the same one as last time.
Was it?
Yeah.
It hurt more this time.
The truth hurts the more you hear it.
Oh. That's a Jeff quote for you.
We're going to start out this week talking, like we do every fucking week, about the newest episode of Kamen Rider Ghost, episode 10. Liam, why don't you talk at us while no one pays attention?
Alright, I will, for the next 45 minutes, I will be your guide through Ghost episode 10. So at the beginning of this episode, Takeru decides to finally develop a little bit, and he decides he wants to help Kanon. That's what he's going to do. He's going to sacrifice himself and help Kanon. And Akari and Onari both say, no, you shouldn't do that. That's probably a bad idea. And they're like, okay, we'll talk about this later, because we got to do shit right now. So Akari and Takeru, they go to look for Makoto to see if they can work something out. And Onari and the other two guys, whose names I don't know, one of them is Shibuya, and the other one is the guy that doesn't wear glasses. I don't know who they are, but they go to look for Sionji to see if they can get the other icons out of his briefcase. So they all, like, split up. They go do that shit. But it turns out Makoto is also looking for Takeru because he wants to take Takeru's icons. So they meet up, and they have a big fucking fight. And Takeru says, Makoto, I want to help you. You want to rescue your sister. I want to rescue your sister. Let's work together. And Makoto says, wow, what a bitch. You don't even want to save your own life. You can't even decide on anything. You're really pathetic. I just wanted to let you know that.
Wow, you want to help me? You're a fucking idiot.
And he turns around and leaves. And after he leaves, he bumps into old Guan Yu, if you remember him from last episode. And Guan Yu gets his hands on... He takes the little icon, the little Ganma icon that houses Kanon from Makoto, and he says, give me all your icons, or else I'll crush this.
But you left out that Makoto, being the level-headed, intelligent chap that he is, tried to fucking murder Takeru.
I forgot.
And Akari.
I forgot about that. Takeru untransforms.
He flat out fucking tries to murder
them. He tries to shoot Takeru in the head with his rifle, and Takeru has lightning reflexes, so he misses, and then he tries to do his finisher on two untransformed, defenseless humans. And he has no second thoughts about this. He tries to fucking kill them.
And then the ghost of his sister pops up, and she's like, no, I don't condone murder. And he stops because of that.
His sister sure has a hold on him. You think maybe she could tell him not to save him or something. But either way, he's deterred.
At least not to murder regular people.
One way or another, he gets to Guan Yu, and Guan Yu, like, ransoms all the icons out of him. And then he actually keeps his promise. He gives back Kanon once he has the icons, because I guess he doesn't need her. So Guan Yu runs off with the icons, and Sionji finds Onari and the gang, and he uses an icon to possess the glasses man. I think his name is Shibuya. And Shibuya...
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't know. Who cares? Shibuya tricks Takeru like a fucking idiot. Takeru... They're sitting at a table, and Shibuya's like, hey, show me your icons. Oh, look over there! And then he picks them all up, and then he runs up.
Do you think Takeru has brain damage from all the fighting he's been doing?
Well,
because
he doesn't...
Because that was fucking heinous.
He doesn't have a brain because he's a ghost, and he's... I guess...
Well,
he's got air for brains right now.
Ghost Physiology 101 with Liam.
Yeah, I'm an expert on this shit, okay? I have a degree.
Liam's a ghost.
I am in fact a ghost.
I wanted to keep this to myself, but I'm alive and I carry Liam around in an icon. And I just hold the icon up to the microphone when it's his turn to talk.
Yeah, it creates a better dynamic that way.
And then I flush him down the toilet with the other shit.
Oh... So,
what happens in today's episode, Liam?
Guan Yu has the icons, and he gets them.
And then what?
Okay, Takeru catches up with Guan Yu when he's looking, because the spider lantern leaves a rope to get the icons, and Shibuya is taking all the icons to Guan Yu, so Takeru catches up with them, and he starts fighting Guan Yu, and then... Makoto shows up, and they start fighting Guan Yu, and then Javel shows up, and they start fight. Everyone, there's a big fight, and Guan Yu dies.
Fucking, yeah, Guan Yu's dead by the time Javel shows up.
Yeah, Guan Yu gets his ass kicked, Javel shows up, there's a big clusterfuck, and then Saionji opens his briefcase, and all the icons zoom into the briefcase, and it closes shut, and he's got them all, and it begins the ritual of the all the icons are here, and it's time. All the seven Dragon Balls have been gathered. So, Jeff, what did you think of Kamen Rider Ghost Episode 10, the first one where something happens?
I was just gonna say, the first one where something happens. I like this episode a lot, actually.
Me too.
Yeah, I haven't said that about Ghost, really, yet, but I really enjoyed this episode.
This is easily the best one yet, it was great.
Takeru actually developed in a way that I enjoyed for the first time since the beginning of the series.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, holy shit, Makoto's trying to bring his little sister back to life, and I'm fucking fighting for myself.
If
I win, this little girl dies.
There's a really good line when he's fighting Makoto, and Makoto says, I'm doing this to save my little sister. What are you doing it for? To save yourself? Or something like that?
And he doesn't even say to save yourself. He says, what are you doing it for? And does a close-up of Takeru's face, and you're like, oh shit, he realizes.
He's like, oh, I'm a selfish prick, aren't I? Oh.
I'm gonna make a little girl die. And Akari's like, yeah, fucking kill that little girl! And we gotta bring you back to life!
For the first time, you kinda see Makoto is framed in on an actually sympathetic light. He's not just like a big dick.
And then he tries to kill two unarmed human beings.
Well, okay. He's going through a rough patch in his life. I'm sure he'll sort that out.
Yeah. And his sister stands up to him.
Mm-hmm.
His sister's like, look, you idiot. I don't want you killing people to bring me back to life. I don't even want to come back to life if that's the way you're gonna do it. You're not the brother I knew. You're not the Oni-chan. Makoto was framed in a sympathetic light, and Takeru developed in a great way. Akari developed in a great way, because she actually struggles with Makoto's question to her. You know, does my sister's life not matter as much as Takeru's?
Yeah.
And that's really heavy. That's a heavy-ass question for this children's toy commercial.
The value of a human life.
Yeah, and Takeru has something to struggle with. Like, if I help Kanon come back to life, I'll die. But if I don't, I'll be condemning her to death.
Yeah, it's a great dilemma. It's very dramatic. It makes me actually extremely excited to see the next episode. Yeah. I really want to.
And then Javel shows up dressed like a fucking pimp, as always.
As usual, in that snazzy-ass outfit.
Yeah, he looks awesome. He's got a great design. And then he comes up and he's like, hey, I'm gonna transform and kick your ass. And yep. What does he do? He transforms and kicks our ass.
He kicks everyone's ass. He turns into, like, a special type of Ganma, and he just wrecks everyone.
He looks kind of like a Showa monster, actually.
A little bit. Yeah. Showa monsters are very, like, they'll have, like, a head and some arm pieces, and then they'll have, like, a bodysuit as the rest of it, like a tight bodysuit. And that's kind of what Javel's got going on. It's like, not a whole bunch of stuff hanging off, not a whole bunch of, like, details. He's just got, like, a
Rider-esque as well.
Yeah, that's true. He's like, he straddles this weird line.
He's got a cool design, I like it.
Yeah, it's nice.
And I love that he obliterated Ghost Inspector like nothing. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It actually reminded me, Dragon Ball cast for a minute.
Okay.
It reminded me of Piccolo and Goku versus Raditz.
Oh, I love that fight.
Yeah, I love that fight too, and where Raditz just fucking styles all over him and there's nothing they can do about it.
And they have to resort to absolutely desperate means to win.
Yeah, cheating, basically.
No spoilers on this podcast for this fucking like 30-year-old anime.
Anyway, that's what it reminded me of. So that brought back a spark of enjoyment into my cold, dead heart.
It reminds you of that time when TV meant something and you felt something when you watched it a little bit.
And it's not just time.
And it's not just like a commercial.
I don't remember that time.
It's nice when it's not a commercial, when it feels like the writers have something to say and they have a story. They want to
tell. When they don't come out and say, look at these little magnets I made. They're based on Ghost and Drive.
Yeah.
$12.99 at the theater.
It's like if Ghost fell on the ground while he was getting fought by Javel, and he was like, oh, if only I had the fighting spirit boost icon, and then he holds it up in the camera, and he's like, oh, only, if only I could pre-order it on Mandarake.
But and none then of they cut shit. Away. They cut away to him going to his house, sitting down in front of his computer, and typing mandarake.jp or what the fuck ever.
If only I hadn't picked SAL. If only I had sprung for the better shipping, I would have it by now.
These are tough lessons that you have to learn as a Kamen Rider and a Kamen Rider fan.
I'm going to talk a little bit more about toy buying later. I have some things, but let's
we've both. Traipsed down the slippery slope lately.
that's a Kamen Rider, though. Even as a savvy fan that doesn't buy everything, you slip a little bit down the slippery slope.
Yeah.
Just like 10 feet, and then you stop yourself, and then you go like another 10 feet in a few months.
It's unavoidable. If you've avoided it, please write in and tell us how.
You have a will of steel.
What type of willpower do you need? How much money do I have to send to Japan before I'll stop sending money to Japan?
There's a bit in the preview for the next episode that makes me incredibly excited, in that it's a close-up of Takeru, and some otherworldly mystic voice is saying, what is your wish? What are you going to wish for? You got all 15 icons, what are you going to do with them?
Oh my god.
And he's like all worried and conflicted, and I actually don't know what he's going to pick, because...
I don't either. That's like one in a row for anything, really, in this day and age, that I don't know which way he's going to go.
It's an actual point of uncertainty, because he's a main writer. Obviously, he should pick the selfless option, but the episode, like, it's episode 10, we got 40 more episodes, he can't die, so what is going to happen now? I wonder. I'm sure people have probably already read scans or episode synopses that give it away, but I haven't read it, so I'm very curious.
We try to stay away from spoilers as much as humanly possible. It's like it's pretty much impossible to stay away from all spoilers, but...
Well, you stay away from the community for a while, I guess.
It's probably for the best.
Probably for the best.
This episode, though, not only were the fight scenes just as good as all the previous fight scenes... And, side note, they're just transforming straight into the forms you like now. I hope you're excited about that.
I saw him pull out King Tut, and I was like, what's gonna happen? He's gonna go straight, he's gonna skip the bullshit and just go straight to King Tut, and he did, and it was perfect.
Yeah, I think Dexter pointed that out on Twitter first. He said, oh my god, Liam was right.
Yeah. As I usually am whenever I open my mouth.
Yeah, well, he was right about Ghost, he's right about this.
Yep. I'm going to make
a
prediction.
Put that on your fucking campaign poster when you run for parliament or whatever.
Prime Minister.
Liam Soji. He was right about Ghost. He's right for Canada.
He was right about children's toy commercials in Japan, so he's probably right about foreign policy.
What is your prediction?
No, I was going to say, towards the end of Ghost, I'm going to try and make another random prediction just out of nowhere and see if Toei picks up on it. So we'll wait, like episode 30 or so. I'll bring something
up. You know
out.
What must be really simple?
What?
Is to predict the next Sentai.
Yeah, just animals,
if you
cars,
just pick
or.
Animals, cars, or ninjas, you're going to be right.
Like,
half
you
the
got
time.
Like a 60% chance there. Dinosaurs.
Whatever wasn't the closest of those four. Jeez.
Oh, boy.
Super Sentai's great, though. I'm not going to shit on it.
Well, Super Sentai fluctuates in quality.
Super Sentai ain't no Kamen Rider, though.
Ain't no Kamen Rider, which is why this is Rider Club Radio, not the Super Sentai second.
I'm interested. Javel seems like he's going to develop into an interesting character.
Yeah, I
because
hope he sticks
a moment,
around.
There's a moment where, like, he's talking to Aaron. Or Alan.
Aaron, Alan.
Should we just pick one of those and stick with it?
It's Aaron. Overtime says Aaron. I'm going to stick with Aaron.
Overtime gave us Ornak, so I'll believe them.
No, it was Acer that gave us Ornak.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What did they say?
You got your shit mixed up. Acer isn't doing ghosts.
Alex?
Alex.
Did they say it Alex?
They said Ornak for Alan, actually.
They just really like that name.
Why not? Aaron, just fucking call him Ornak.
Aaron and Javel are talking, and Javel's like, Aaron walks away, he does his fucking mysterious man speech, and walks away with his fucking towel around his arm, and Javel's like, I'm sorry for not telling you the truth about the icons, but I have to keep my promise to your brother.
Ooh, like all the hints of the future episode villains, all at once in one line.
Yeah, and then he kicks everybody's ass, which
I
enjoy.
I will say, I'm scared about what the secret of the icons is. I mentioned this before in an earlier episode. I'm absolutely terrified that the secret is, oh, there's 100, there's enough for everyone. Or like, oh, you can gather them just again. After you've already gathered them, they split up and you just get them again or something.
Like
you
the Dragon Balls.
Yeah, you can wish twice. Everyone can win. There's no conflict. I hope it's nothing like that.
You know what the fucking secret of the icons could be?
What?
That they're like the Namek Dragon Balls and you get two wishes.
Fuck off. Oh my god.
Oh, shit, that would be awesome.
Oh, I hope not. Oh, no. This is pure speculation, of course.
In the next preview, it shows Takeru and Makoto fighting together.
Yeah, they're gonna team up, so...
Are you excited about that? You were, like, dreading that.
I'll wait until I see the actual scene in context. Maybe it's just for a temporary thing. We'll see. I want them to stay in conflict for a while longer over this.
You know what? You know what doesn't happen as much nowadays as it did in, like, early Heisei?
What?
Is that a writer will start out as, like, an antagonist to the main character, like, or at least, like, an anti-hero, and they'll, like, butt heads or be against each other. And then they'll team up again, but then through circumstances, they'll end up on opposite sides of an issue and have to fight again and work against each other.
Yeah.
And then eventually they'll come back together again.
Yeah, there's no swapping around like that, really. Not much.
No, it's once you switch sides, you're pretty much on that side, unless you get fake brainwashed so you can get your dad out of an iPad.
Or unless you're a robot and they can turn the evil switch on whenever they want.
Drive was good.
Drive was good, not great. Let's end it there.
I'm excited to see where Javel goes. I want Aaron to do something. He's going to become...
I think he's going to be Necrom. I think
he's going to be Necrom,
Twitter
is what I'm... And... we'll talk a bit about Necrom in a minute.
Yeah, are we done with the episode?
No, I'm still talking about it, bitch.
What do you want to say then, you fuck?
I want to say that I was worried that Takeru wasn't going to develop ever. He was just going to wish-wash back and forth constantly, being like, oh, I'm going to die. No, I believe in myself.
Yeah, every fucking episode.
And he'll still probably at some point be like, no, I believe in myself.
Yeah.
And change his mind or whatever. But for right now... he's on a great track, and I can't wait to see what comes of it.
It's just nice to see some development for him at all. Any sort of development that he's made a decision that his character is moving forward.
I would like to see it placed in some sort of concrete, but then again, like, Spectre says straight out in this episode, you can't even make up your mind on anything.
Yeah.
So maybe that's his character.
Maybe that's the flaw that he needs to work out. That would be good. That'd be a fun arc.
It's hard to cement that as a character trait. And it make it not seem like it's just poor writing.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, hopefully they get a handle on that, if that's where they're going with him.
Either way, I am excited for future episodes. I think it's going to be cool from here on.
I'm really excited for it.
Now that we've, like, busted out of the mold of the early episodes... well, shit'll start to happen. There's a bunch of new icons. There's like, what, 11 that we didn't see? Or 5?
I think there's 5.
Or not 5, 5 or 6 that we didn't see.
Yeah.
So, we're gonna see those. I saw like a set picture of Ghost. You see him from behind, you can hardly see him, but he's got like this bright pink hoodie on. I don't remember which form that is exactly.
Florence Nightingale?
It's not Florence Nightingale. It was some Japanese lady. That's why I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Half of the forms in this, half of the historical figures they use are just Japanese people I've never heard of. I didn't do Japanese history.
Wow.
I did some Chinese. I didn't do Japanese, though.
You know, playing Dynasty Warriors does not count as taking Chinese history.
No, I took a single year-long intro to Chinese history course, and I did Hong Kong, too. I did a Hong Kong course.
Why didn't you take any more?
I don't know. It was so fun. Chinese history is so fun. And
yeah, it is.
But I kind of, like, it was after the point where I'd kind of cemented myself in Europe, and early modern Europe is great. I love that. That's why I picked it. But I don't know, if I could go back, I'd do more Chinese, because Chinese history is great. It's so
fun. It's so generic. Like, doing early modern Europe is, like, the history major thing to do.
Well,
unless you're in America, then it's American history.
Yeah, but early modern Europe is a very well-documented time period is the thing. Like, a lot of shit
goes
down, and it covers a wide area. Like, you have Britain and France and Spain and Portugal, and you have colonies and stuff, and there's so much crap going on in that period that there's so much to study. It's a very robust historical period, and... We're talking about Kamen Rider right
now? How many Kamen Riders were in early modern Europe?
At least three, but no confirmed reports yet.
Well, I got sick of talking to history majors when I was in school, because every single one of them, I'd be like, oh, what part of history do you focus on? What's your, like, focal
point? Wait, hang on. Can I predict what they're going to say?
Sure.
World War II?
No.
Really?
Civil War.
Oh, my God.
Civil War history. Every single one of them.
That's weird.
And every single one of them was a Civil War reenactor on the weekend.
So, I guess I'm not going to say where you are exactly in the U.S., Jeff, but I guess considering your location, that's not terribly
considering
surprising.
Considering my accent, I feel like people could pinpoint which half of the United States of America that I grew up in.
Oh, boy.
But there were no Kamen Riders during the Civil War.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, according to Taki in Kamen Rider Spirits, America is a land without Kamen Rider.
What about Dragon Knight?
Who?
You know, Kit. His name's Kit, I think. He's
who?
He's a Ryuki knockoff.
What?
He fights aliens.
Who?
He never mind.
Now that Liam's done rambling like a crazy person about something that obviously doesn't exist, we can talk about the real American Kamen Rider, Masked Rider.
Oh boy. Wait, he's an alien. He's not an American.
He lives in America. He was adopted by the most multi-ethnic American family that's ever lived.
The most suspiciously diverse family. I don't remember the episode where Dex gets his citizenship done, though. I must have missed that.
That was the episode after Shadow Moon destroyed the prom.
I've seen that one. I looked that one up just to see.
Which is a real fucking episode.
He goes to the school and the principal is it's the principal says, like, sir, you need to get out of the halls right now. And he's like, fuck you, I'm Shadow Moon. Or they call him Robo Rider or something.
Robo Rider, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, in the newest episode of Kamen Rider Ghost, Takeru hugs no one and cries zero tears.
Thank God.
10 out of 10 episodes.
11 out of 10. It was the best one so far.
Yeah, absolute agreement on that one. I really thought we were going to be on opposite sides of this for some reason when I came into this.
It would be interesting, but no, it was a good episode, so.
No, we've agreed on, like, almost every episode. What a shitty show. We just suck each other's dicks off on this all the time.
When you hang out with someone enough, your opinions begin to shift towards theirs, so eventually you're going to have terrible taste just like me, Jeff.
No, your opinions are good. No, your opinions are good.
What a great podcast, everyone.
Alright, so I think that's all we have to say about Kamen Rider Ghost Episode 10.
That is, indeed.
Episode 10 was 10 out of 10.
What was with that? Was that supposed to be like a joke, or? I don't get it.
What happened in the news, Liam?
Okay, so this week, I guess our top story tonight is that Kamen Rider Necrom, his design got officially revealed. There's nice detailed scans. He's a very lime green. What did you think of the design, Jeff?
From the neck down?
Yeah, sure. Go start with that.
It's real good.
Yeah.
From the neck down, it's a really awesome suit. It's like a Spectre and Ghost suit, but made out of different textures.
Yeah.
And colors, so it looks really different, but still has the same similar type of motif.
Yeah, I like the wires.
I think that works really well.
I like the, like, cables that go under the hoodie. It kind of reminds me of Drake a little bit. It's a cool aesthetic that he's got.
Yeah, I don't like the fucking city block worth of plastic that's hanging off of his arm.
that huge-ass brace.
Yeah, but everything else from the neck down is great. From the neck up, it's fucking shit.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Remember when we saw that rumored design and there was that big circle on his face and you said, why does he have a thing sticking out of his face? And I said, I'm sure that's just bad perspective on the art or something. But no, he's got things sticking out of his face, like a big circle.
Rider Club Radio extends an apology to the guy who drew that picture. You were dead fucking on, sir.
You're a good artist after all. That's a weird helmet. You represented it perfectly.
I understand what the helmet's supposed to be. It's a scuba diving mask.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be like an eye on his face.
But it's like, it is an eye on his face, but it's also patterned after like a scuba mask.
Oh, and that's what the
probably not purposefully.
That's what the tubes are.
Well, maybe. Maybe. But it still looks like shit, especially when he turns his head.
Yeah.
When he turns his head, he's got like a fucking like mile of plastic eye coming off of his head.
It helps him see farther. It's his telescope vision.
It sucks.
It's his rider eye. Multi-eye, was it? The black head? It's not a great design. I want to see what he looks like when he uses other people's forms, though. Like, what happens when he puts on Musashi or whatever in that little brace of his?
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll probably never find out.
How does he stand up straight with the giant hunk of plastic on his arm? Wouldn't that be heavy?
He's very strong. The rider suit grants
super
strength.
He's very strong on that one side.
Yeah.
He's like Rider Man, but only from pumping iron, pumping plastic all day.
Just by walking. It's like Dragon Ball. You wear weights on you and you get strong. He wears that
Dragon Ball cast.
Yeah, let's just switch. Fuck Rider.
Hey, you remember when Piccolo's cape was just one giant fucking weight? Like, that's how weights work. If you wear all your weight around your fucking shoulders, you'll get ripped.
Incredible.
Yeah. It's just like Kiva, really. The Kiva suit had all that weight in the shoulders, and that's why Taikawa loved it, and he wore it all the time, so he would get super ripped.
And it made him swole as fuck for the next role.
And it absolutely didn't obliterate his spine.
Oh boy, the Necrom suit's not great.
No, I like it from the neck down. It's very visually appealing. It's very well connected to the other suits while being entirely different.
Mm.
The helmet is, you know how Ghost and Spectre's helmets are really bland, except the faceplate?
Yeah.
And the horns.
Yeah.
The faceplate and horns are what make it. And I guess they were trying to do something similar with the fucking goggles, the goggle mask.
I suppose, yeah. They were trying is the key word.
They failed at that, but that's what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
And I feel like they probably should have just went with the faceplate.
Probably. I would have liked that more. Just give them three horns or like an upside down horn or something to distinguish them.
Or done anything other than that.
Yeah.
Anything other than the goggle mask.
That was the first thing they had, and the deadline was like, you know, an hour away, and they were like, fuck it, just draw it, stick with it, go, go.
You know what would have been really cool, actually, now that I think about it?
What?
Is if the goggle mask, like the scuba mask, didn't come out, but it, like, sunk into the helmet.
Oh, just a little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah. So there was just a little bit of depth to it, and there was, like, a big eye in the center.
Ooh.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Hire me, Toei. I can design all your riders for you.
There's your job path.
They will all have scarves.
Okay.
So I'm not hired.
That's too Showa. They don't like Showa anymore.
Only one rider per 6 years.
It's old and busted.
Old and busted. So yeah, Necrom is probably going to be Eren.
I think so. That's my prediction.
He's the only other actor on the show who's pretty enough to play a rider.
That's true. It's nice to have an evil rider. I hope he's an evil rider who stays evil. That'd be nice.
Maybe.
Either way.
I don't know. They're trying to make him out to be sort of sympathetic, really, with his friendship with Makoto.
Well, it's like, Makoto seems like he's just like a pawn to Eren.
I don't know. He takes up for him a little bit. Like, when Javel's like, I'm gonna turn him over to the big boss man because he's doing the wrong thing, and he's like, no, it's fucking Takeru's fault. Deal with him instead.
Maybe he's just he's a realist that way. He understands things. I don't know.
Maybe he just really likes his friend, you asshole.
No, he's evil. He can't have friends. He's not allowed to ever feel good emotions.
Evil people don't have friends?
Yeah.
That's cold.
Makoto doesn't have friends. He said so.
Magneto is evil, and he has a friend. It's his arch-enemy, Professor Xavier.
Okay. They're ex-friends, I think.
Ex-friends?
Ex-
That's the entire cast of Friends.
Oh.
Our ex-friends.
Ex-friends, now.
Da-dum-bum-ba-dum-bum.
Oh. Maybe I'll bring back the slide whistle for that.
I listened to the end of the episode.
Good. By the way.
That slide whistle wasn't long enough. I couldn't get the sad notes out of it. It didn't last long enough.
That's a shame. Next time I'll make it 10 minutes.
No, not like that, you fucker. You know what I mean. Like, it wasn't like, woo.
Yeah, like, I know what you mean. Whoop. It was like, boop. A little quick one.
A little quick one. That's what they called Liam in high school.
Oh, fuck yourself.
More news. Feed me
news.
Yeah,
news, please. So remember we had those rumors about Ghost Grateful Soul being the final form?
I remember.
I've got an update on that seems to support it. They're coming out with a new driver. It looks like it's going to be the driver that Ghost wears. It's like the scans are like these really, they're like fucking like 120 pixels wide. They're really crappy resolution, but it's like this driver with this big circle, like this huge icon looking thing in the middle. It's called the Icon Driver G. And it's only for Grateful Soul, and you put it in there, and there's, like, pictures of all the 15 heroes on there, and you spin it, and it tells the heroes, it gives the name, and you turn into it. So that was leaked, or something, this week. There's pictures of it. Photoshopped this week. There's pictures of it that are really low quality. It's still, I would classify this as a rumor, but...
I could believe it. It's... Regardless of whether Grateful Soul is real or not, I'm pretty sure that the final form is just going to be, like, all the form's powers together. Every fucking final form is that.
Here's the thing about Grateful Soul. They released this picture of the belt, right? Uh-huh. But isn't it a little early to be getting the final form? Like, when did we learn about Type Trideron? It was like in the 20s or something? Like, early 30s?
I don't know. What type tried around? I don't think it was early 30s. I think it was 20s, if anything.
Yeah, like, so maybe this is, like, the Kachidoki that we're gonna have.
But isn't that Boost?
No, Boost is Jinba. Boost is Dead.
We're doing that again.
I think so. I think that's Boost.
I'm getting form fatigue.
I like forms. More forms, better forms. I like that.
Put that on the fucking, Kamen Rider wiki. Put that on the Tokusatsu wiki. Form fatigue.
Form fatigue.
It's when you're fucking fed up with forms.
That's a shame. That's a shame, Jeff.
I don't want Javel to get any more forms. I want him to just fuck everybody's shit up in his base form while they keep transforming.
Javel's not toyetic enough to get more forms. He doesn't have a belt. He just turns.
Yeah, he's just a Ganma.
Yeah.
He's a dumb old Ganma.
He's a smart Ganma. He's a smarter Ganma than the other Ganmas.
He's better Ganma.
Yeah.
He's the $10 million Ganma.
What?
That's an old man reference. Nobody's gonna get that.
Okay. I didn't even get that.
So, yeah.
Okay. There was a new trailer this week for Betrayed War Genesis, and it's got a list of the returning actors who are gonna be playing their voice actors.
Oh, boy.
Takeru's coming back, obviously. Well,
what the fuck is he doing?
What do you mean?
What else could he possibly be doing? He's, like, down the hall from where they're recording this shit.
Yeah, they just go down the hall and they're, like, they grabbed him by the arm and dragged him. Shinosuke's coming back, obviously. Go is coming back. I don't think Chase is coming. Chase isn't listed here. I don't know if he's even going to be in the game.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, he's not playable.
Yeah, for some reason, Kuga is going to be voiced by the AU Kuga from Decade.
Oh, fuck that
unfortunately.
Guy. You know what? I bet that guy is like the fucking kid from the Phantom Menace of Kamen Rider. Like, everybody hates him, and he just fucking hates his life.
Oh, that I feel bad for him, then, if he's like the kid from the Phantom Menace.
Nah, I don't think people feel the burning hatred that I feel for Onodera Yusuke.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's after you've watched Kuga, and then this little fucking shit heel comes in whining about everything and getting his ass kicked every 5 seconds.
Here he is, kids. Here's Kuga. Remember him?
He looks different. No, it's the same one. It's your hero, Kuga. He was an alternate dimension, Kuga. They made that clear at some point, but I don't give a shit.
Nice excuse, Toei.
I don't give a shit.
Zoronos needs a paycheck. He's coming back. Hibiki is coming back.
Really?
Ibuki is also coming back.
Oh my god.
Kaiza is coming back.
Yeah.
Tetsuo Kurata is coming back as Black.
They just brought all the equipment straight to his steakhouse.
Yeah, in the back of the kitchen.
That's where they recorded it. That's why he got to come back.
My boy Satoshi Matsuda is coming back as Knight.
Oh my god.
Thank goodness.
Well, and now the game is saved.
And the mother of them all, the big boss, Hiroshi Fujioka, is going to be playing Rider 1.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, he's going to be playing...
It's too bad the game is only coming out on PS1.
And not, what, Sega Saturn, or... Is this a Sega Sanshiro joke?
I understand that. No, the graphics fucking suck.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty
poor
graphics.
The gameplay ain't nothing to write home about either.
It's Dynasty Warriors. If you like Dynasty Warriors,
it's Dynasty Warriors, but dumbed down. It's like Hyrule Warriors.
Oh, that's not possible, Jeff. I don't know if you knew that.
Have you ever played Hyrule Warriors?
Yeah, I did. I know what you mean.
It's dumbed down in that there's not as many options. And
yeah.
It's even more repetitive. Hyrule Warriors is actually fun. But it's fun in the same way that all Dynasty Warriors games are fun.
I played the co-op in that game. I played it for, like, so long. I played so much of that co-op. I'm, like, traumatized by it.
So we should do that sometime.
Yeah, I played as the Majora's Mask Link. He was my guy.
Oh. See, I played as a Training Grounds Link in, like, the chainmail and the white hauberk and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I played the shit out of that.
If you could play this game, Betrayed War 3, who would your main be? Based on what you've seen?
Kamen Rider 1.
Okay, I guess that's obvious.
Yeah, I'd probably also play a lot as Kamen Rider Zet-Cross, and I would blare Dragon Road out of every speaker available around me the whole time.
I don't know if Zet-Cross is in this one.
He is.
Is he? I know they added a bunch of Showa Riders.
He's
I just wasn't sure.
I think the only Showa Rider that isn't in it, playable... is Rider-Man?
Rider-Man? Really? Of all the ones they could have picked to not be playable, they could have had Super 1 or something, but they picked Rider-Man?
Super 1's awesome.
Okay, but he is the number one candidate for non-playable Showa Rider, come on.
You think Sky Rider is more...
Yeah.
Sky Rider...
He was the captain of the reboot.
Sky Rider is the Kamen Rider that time forgot.
He was
supposed to be the replacement Rider, right? The new Rider, new Kamen Rider. And they dropped that shit because he wasn't doing well. And they're like, alright, bring all the other Riders back and have them mentor him.
He made his mark on history as the one who can fly. I guess that's notable enough. And that
Kamen Rider Super 1 looks fucking awesome, knows kung fu, and has hands that shoot fire on electricity and shit.
That's pretty cool.
He's awesome.
I don't think ZOJ or Shin are in it. I think they left those three out, which
sucks.
I'm not surprised about, but yeah, it's pretty shitty.
Sucks. I love Zeto a lot, but I understand why he was left out. He's basically Black.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have much special about him. He's just the Rider. He punches and he kicks and he doesn't really have a gimmick. Like, even Jay had a gimmick.
He is the Rider. His name is Rider.
That's
he was born with the name Rider.
His name is Rider
strange.
Williams or something like that.
It's strange that he was turned into a Kamen Rider.
Really weird coincidence.
Since everyone in the movie just calls him Rider like it's his fucking first name. I want to play Betrayed War, though. I've never actually played it.
Me too. It looks really neat. I've seen footage like on YouTube and stuff, and it looks pretty fun. I like Dynasty Warriors. I'm a big apologist for that series. So
apologists. There are fans and then there are apologists.
I am the latter. And I would totally play a Kamen Rider Betrayed War game if I had a PS4. I'd probably import it.
I do have a PS4, so I might actually.
Yeah, do it. Get it
Is
on
the PS4 region locked?
I think you have to make a Japanese PSN account, which you can do online, and then you can play Japanese games on it. There's a way around it that's easy, I know. And you can just get the game from like PlayAsia or one of those sites.
I might do that.
Do it. Do it. Play it. Stream it.
I might. I don't have streaming software for that.
The PS4 has a stream thing built in, doesn't it?
Oh,
it has
the share. You're right.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We're building something here. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. One day you might get to see me play a shitty Dynasty Warriors clone.
I would tune in for that.
With PS2 graphics.
I would backseat game the whole way through.
Oh, yeah. You'd just be like, play as Knight.
Play as Knight.
Play as Knight.
What the fuck are you doing?
Who is fucking Kuga. Play as Knight.
Who is Kuga, the guy from the show I just finished?
What are you going to watch next, buddy?
I'm watching another show right now, but when I'm done with that show, I'm going to watch Agito.
You watch Jessica Jones,
yeah, I'm watching Jessica Jones, and I'm almost halfway through. That'll be done soon.
What do you think of that?
It's pretty good. It's not Kamen Rider.
Most of the stuff we talk about isn't.
This is the Kamen Rider podcast. 60% not Kamen Rider. 40% Rider.
I also thought Jessica Jones was pretty good.
Pretty good. I like Daredevil more.
I do too.
That's my
3-star review. More news?
Yeah. So you said you wanted that Leonardo da Vinci icon, Jeff.
I do, but it's movie exclusive.
Yeah, for the low, low price of $65, you can pre-order the movie Ganma icon set that comes with Javel, Leonardo da Vinci, those other two guys.
Don't you fucking say those other two guys.
No, I don't remember. I know it was Donatello.
No, it's Raphael and Michelangelo.
Raphael and Michelangelo. I didn't remember which two it was.
Two of the greatest artists who's ever lived.
I didn't remember which Ninja Turtles were getting the icons, but well, you get those, you get Javel, and you get a mystery icon for the low, low price of $65. So,
I guess that's not really that bad of a price for how many icons you're getting, but I don't want any of that shit.
For 5 icons, that's fine, but for you, Jeff, I would wait for some scalpers on eBay to give the Leonardo da Vinci icon for like $20 or something.
Yeah, I know how scalpers work, though. That'll be like, oh, the Leonardo da Vinci icon, $80.
No. Here's what it'll be. This is how the scalpers are. It'll be, here's the Leonardo da Vinci icon, $2. Shipping, $85. They always do that. They trick you into clicking on it because they're dicks.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, the rest of the world.
Fuck you. You ain't all that.
You're not Canadian. Oh. We're the best.
Don't say we when you're talking about Canada, like you're some kind of Canada.
I'm gonna be Canada.
You're gonna be Canada?
I'm gonna be Canada.
I can't wait.
Oh god, you said that with such like sexual excitement. It's horrifying. Is there any more news?
This isn't really news, but I've heard some rumblings from official sites. Not official sites, but like legit sites like Tokunet and them. And that Ghost Rumors Tumblr where they post all the shit. That Fighting Boost form might not even appear in the show. They're like,
oh god.
I believe the words that Tokunet used was there is no confirmation yet whether it'll appear in the show and not just in Movie Wars. I'd be very surprised if it didn't appear in the show. But what do you think about that?
Movie forms don't tend to have like a big hyped up weapon to go with them.
That's true.
Like the Sunglass Slasher or whatever.
Yeah.
Sunglasher.
Whatever name Overtime decides to go with. Good luck.
Overtime, our lord and masters.
Overtime, Sama, Tachi.
Hail Overtime! But, fuck, I don't know, man. If it's not in the show, that seems like a waste.
No, yeah, I'd be surprised if it wasn't, but they haven't shown anything about it being in the show yet. I don't know why they're playing their cards so close to their chest.
But wasn't this, like, the whole thing with, the Trideron boosters? Like
people, oh yeah, those stupid little go-karts.
Yeah, people thought that they were just gonna be in the movie, and then they show up in the fucking show.
Yeah, I guess Toei wouldn't pass up the chance to market something to kids that didn't go see the movie.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, they built this whole suit, and they have this whole weapon, and like you said, yeah, it'd be weird not to use it to its maximum potential.
Yeah, I'm in the boat that says it's gonna be in the show.
Probably.
Doesn't it have, like, 2 extra icons that can only be used alongside it?
It has at least 2. Yeah. It's like a... Like
they're
a
not going to waste all that shit for a movie.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's probably going to be in the show. That is all the news I have this week.
Oh, God, that's it?
Yep. That was a decent amount.
You might remember last week I said that people could now write in to ask us any question they wanted. It did not have to be Kamen Rider related. And Liam said, oh my God, you've opened up the floodgates. Well, Liam was right. The floodgates were opened, and 1 email poured through.
We can't read it, though. We just didn't have time to process it all. A whole...
There's, like, 1-2 sentences in this email, too, so...
Is it a good one, though? Is it quantity? Is it quality over quantity?
It's a quality question.
Okay.
Our question is from Hotshot, who said, "Hey guys, my question for you this week is, if you could erase one writer from the entire history of any series, who would it be? Be warned that removing them could alter the story drastically." That's a toughie.
That's true. I'm racking my brain to think of a writer that I believe hurt the story that they were in.
You know who I would remove?
Who?
Knight. He would no longer exist.
I thought you were going to say A.U. Cougar.
No, I don't give a shit about Decade. Him not being there wouldn't have made Decade's story any more comprehensible.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
Decade wouldn't have had a bitch boy to slap around the entire time, so...
I would say... Oh, fuck, this is a really hard question. You go first. You got one?
This is a tough question. I would say... I just finished Blade not long ago, a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And I would... even though I really like his design, I would probably... I don't know. I wouldn't say I would remove Kamen Rider Lee Angle.
Mm-hmm.
Because while I don't particularly care for his character, it gave a lot of other characters good motivation to do things. I just feel like it was so fucking drawn out. His story felt like it was never gonna end. Like, it felt like the series was gonna end and he was gonna continue being a brainwashed shithead.
Oh.
And so I wouldn't say him. I was going to, but I'm not. God.
If someone had a gun to my head, I would probably say maybe Odin from Ryuki.
Really?
I wouldn't want to. Like, I wouldn't go out of my way to remove Odin. I like Odin, and I like him in the story. But I think Odin's removal would have more of a... With Ryuki, you have all the 13, quote-unquote, riders.
Yeah, if you get rid of Odin, you'll have, like, 9 riders out of 13.
Okay, but forget about the numbers. Forget about the numbers for now. First off, without Odin...
Just like Toei did.
Without Odin, you would never have the line, "Oh, I am the 13th and final rider," and it would have been vague. That's fine.
That's true.
But also, it would have been... Like, Odin was, like, this super cool god rider that ruled over all the others, and he was, like, on this other level. And I think I would have liked Ryuki a little more if it was just people. Just about people and their human desires. I want to not die. I want to save my friend. I want to be super rich. Etc., 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 without having this one reigning, like, fucking super rider who is...
I want to be able to murder indiscriminately and get away with it.
A very... Well, you know, everybody's thought it at least once in their life.
There were two different riders that wanted that, actually.
Who? It was OJ and...
Scissors.
Did Scissors really want that? I don't remember anything that Scissors wanted.
Scissors was the police officer who was, like, committing murders, and he killed the guy who was supposed to get the Advent deck.
Yeah, I remember that, because they find
his dead
body.
And then, like, he used his powers to just murder the fuck out of people, and he was like, "I want to be able to kill."
Was that really his wish? That's dumb. I don't remember anything about Scissor, except that he... Well, okay, I won't give it away, but he has a horrible, horrible death.
What? Way to give it away! I won't give it away, but he fucking dies!
he has a horrible end. There, it's vague enough now. No one will be able to guess.
Yeah, everybody knows what the end of a life means.
People die when they're killed. Have you thought of something, Jeff, during this diatribe?
Yeah. If I could remove any writer, I would probably remove another Agito from Kamen Rider Agito, because he doesn't really add anything to the story. His character's pretty superfluous. It seemed like they were going to go somewhere with him, but the story got in the way. Like, the story that mattered got in the way.
Yeah.
And they sort of wrote him out of the show. So I feel like that's probably... I like his design a lot, and his character's alright. It just... even when you see advertisements back in the day for Agito, even after he appeared, it still only shows the actors for Agito, G3, and Gills.
Oh, so you just want to, like, trim out that fat.
Yeah.
God knows there are a lot of rider series that could stand to have some fat trimmed out of them.
Agito's not really a fatty series.
I hear it's good. I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Have you decided that's what you're going to watch?
Yeah, I'll save Fies for later. I asked my friends that don't watch Kamen Rider, when I was still really on the fence, and I was like, "Guys, based on the name alone, should I watch Kamen Rider Agito or Kamen Rider Fies?" And in unison, they all said Fies, and I said, "Why? Why Fies?" And they said, because the name sounds ridiculous and stupid. So we picked that one over Agito, which sounds kind of cool. So I think that was when I made my decision.
You are the ultimate hipster. You asked your friends what you should go for, and you went for the opposite.
Exactly.
Learning really about cool. Liam. That's the real name of Rider Club Radio. Learning about Liam.
Why would you want to do that?
It's just, our logo is just a picture of little baby Liam playing with blocks. Learning about Liam.
Little Kamen Rider blocks.
So yeah, I would probably trim out another Agito. There's probably a much better answer to this that I'm just not thinking of.
Yeah, it's spur of the moment. You can't really. There's probably one that's like really obvious, but I'm gonna say Odin, and you're gonna say another Agito.
I would trim out Decade so his series would not happen, and then we wouldn't get any horrible crossover movies.
But I like the horrible. Well, I like some things about the horrible crossover movies.
Some of the crossover movies are actually good.
Yeah, I mean, even the bad ones, I still enjoy bits about them. I enjoyed watching Stronger fight Kabuto. That was pretty cool.
I just really miss, like, oh, we're making Kamen Rider Kabuto right now. What movie, what type of movie should we make? How about a Kamen Rider Kabuto movie? Starring all the actors.
Well, they still do that. I mean, there's going to be a ghost movie.
They don't do that shit.
Yeah, they had... Gaim had a summer movie. Drive has the one that we haven't seen yet. The one with the super dead heat. We just haven't gotten them yet. They do that. They just do a bunch of shitty crossovers in addition.
I thought... Maybe I'm thinking about it wrong, but I feel like all those movies had another rider in them as well.
Oh, well, I'm pretty sure a lot of them had riders. Yeah, that's a thing. Gaim had the Apple riders.
Well, I meant, like, another, like, main rider, but you're right, now that I'm thinking about it.
No,
you're
right.
They still do like, it. The quality of the movies just ain't the same. Although, some of the fucking early Heisei movies are garbage.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've talked a lot about Kamen Rider Ryuki Episode Final, a piece of shit.
Blade Missing Ace is kind of a piece of shit as well.
The value of Missing Ace is that one shot that everyone posts with the... what was it, Glaive?
Yeah, Kamen Rider Glaive.
Oh, wait, no, that's from Decade, isn't it?
No.
It's from Missing Ace?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was from Decade, okay.
It's the same actor.
Okay, that's good.
In that picture. I don't know if he plays Glaive. I don't think he does in Decade.
Really? That's confusing as hell.
Nobody plays the same character in Decade. They're all other actors.
That's weird.
They're alternate Wataru reality.
Come back? Didn't Wataru come back briefly?
Yeah, but that was, like, way later in the series after he'd already been to the alternate world of Kiva.
Okay.
Decade's confusing as fuck, it has no story, and it goes nowhere.
Alternate Ryuki world should have just been Dragon Knight.
Alternate Ryuki world is where they're all a bunch of lawyers.
Honestly, I would watch a show about lawyer writers where they just fight for court cases, and that would be like the plot of each episode.
The alternate Agito world actually has Grongi in it.
Really?
Yeah, they're like that closely tied and everything. Like, the lords are hunting and destroying the Grongi along
That's
with people.
Cool.
And I've actually been reading a bunch about, like, the lords, the overlords, the Grongi, the Linto... Because, you know, I want to know what the in-universe reason is for Kuga and Agito to look so similar. When Kuga is... Spoilers?
A Linto artifact? Is that...
Yeah, it's a Linto artifact based
That's not really
on
a spoiler.
The Grongi.
Yeah.
And Agito, spoilers, is the next evolution of humankind gifted by the Overlord.
And they just happen to look quite similar.
They look almost exactly the same.
I wouldn't say almost exactly the same, but they have the same design similar philosophy.
And the prevailing theory seems to be that the Lords, or the Overlord, had something to do with the Linto crafting the Arkel.
Mm.
And that's why, like, the Overlord, when he evolved humanity to its next state, he made something quite similar.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's the prevailing theory, but I've been reading a lot about it. Like, the world of Kuga and Agito is really interesting, the history and stuff of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of lore. It's all about ancient magic and shit.
It's deep lore.
Deep lore. You could dig in that shit for ages.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about it. I've actually been watching Forze.
How's Forza? Well.
Forza's good. I like all the characters. Meteor's actually grown on me as a character.
Yeah, Meteor's a popular one.
He's a dickhead for a long time. But you understand why? Because, I don't know if it's a spoiler, because it's like from the first episode he says why he's doing what he's doing.
What is it? Is he trying to bring his sister back from the dead, or...?
Sorta. His best friend is in a coma.
Oh.
And he needs to find the Ares Zodiart is the only one that can bring his friend out of a coma.
That's a good... Friend in a coma is a good one.
Yeah, so he became Meteor in order to do that. And that's why he doesn't give a shit about, like, destroying the Zodiarts or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's really cool Bruce Lee man, but he's kind of a prick out of his suit. Mm. And I just got to the point where he stops being a prick, at least momentarily.
Okay.
So I'm enjoying him a lot more. It's well done episodic, where the episodes always build towards something.
Yeah.
And it has decent continuity, which a lot of writers just do something and then forget it. Writer series?
Yeah.
They bring up a lot of plot points later that happened early.
That sounds pretty nice. It sounds quite refreshing for a writer.
Yeah, characters return.
Yeah.
They don't just disappear after their episodes or whatever. They come back and they're like... And you see what effect Gintaro has on them after he defeats them.
Yeah.
And Gintaro is a really fun character. He's real excitable and goofy. And Forze still looks awful.
The constant.
Meteor is a pretty decent suit. Meteor Storm is kind of not that great.
Yeah, I know. I've seen Meteor Storm. It's something.
It's pretty goofy looking.
Yeah.
Overall, I'm really enjoying it. Okay. I think I'm going to do O's next.
Oh, really? I thought you've seen O's.
I have not seen O's.
Oh. Huh.
What made you think I'd seen O's?
I just thought, I don't know, I just thought you'd seen it, like, everybody else we know has seen O's, and I thought you would watch it with them.
Yeah, like, the dead guy.
Dead guy saw O's, yeah.
Watched it with...
All of our other dead friends.
With our friend Max. They watched it together, and I was not invited.
Oh, you tried to come in, and they were like, no, Jeff.
Best friend time only. So I just went home and fucking cried.
You went home and watched Decade, you're like, at least I have this.
After I'm done with this, I can watch Kiva. Wasn't there something you wanted to talk about?
I made a mistake this last week.
Oh yeah? What was it?
I had my laptop sitting out, and I tripped, and I fell into my laptop, and I fell onto the keyboard.
Oh my god, you fell inside of your laptop? Are you trapped in the internet?
Shut the fuck up.
I'm talking about myself
right now. Oh. It's not time for you.
Oh.
I'm telling about my life and my amazing, boring life. So I fell into my laptop and I accidentally typed in ebay.com and I accidentally bought myself a couple Ganba Rising cards.
Didn't you already tell us this last week?
Did I? No, I didn't mention it on the podcast.
Oh my god, people know we hang out outside of the podcast now.
Unless I'm mistaken and I'm just repeating myself, in which case...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever. But they came in today, and I realized this is constant. I love ordering shit from Japanese people, even independent sellers, because they always throw in one little extra thing and also a flyer or like a little mini poster they put in. Like when I bought the Vegas car that I got for someone else... It came with an O's wizard ring. They just, like, it wasn't included in, it wasn't in the description or anything. They just fucking threw it in. And a little tiny drive toy. A little tiny Kamen Rider drive.
Just That's awesome.
Just for no reason. And there was, yeah, and it, with this one, it was two Kamen Rider Knight cards that I ordered for Ganba Rising. And they just tossed in a Ryuki card, just out of nowhere. And there was a little flyer for the drive movie. And I was like, thanks, man. I wasn't expecting these little Japanese artifacts.
When I ordered the candy toy banana lock seed from a seller on eBay, they sent me the lock seed stuff. Still had the candy in it.
Nice.
Still had the candy with it.
Honorable man.
But it also had four other little candies, like two lychee candies and two watermelon candies.
Ooh.
Lychee tastes like fucking asshole, by the way. At least the candy does.
Okay.
But, thank you, Japanese person. I enjoyed the watermelon candy a lot.
It's so nice. I guess it's like a courtesy thing. No one does it outside of Japan, in my experience. They just...
No.
And if you order something from an American guy, he fucking, like, spits on your package and... it sends you a fired bullet with it or something, like...
Yeah, you buy an action figure from somebody in America and they send a little note with it that says, "Hey, I hot glued this once for the road." If you don't know what hot glue is, go on Google.com.
If you don't know what hot glue is, don't Google it. Don't.
And Google it.
Don't research it.
It means jizzing on toys.
Okay, well.
Thank you, Internet. I appreciate you teaching me that, you fucking freaks.
All you Kamen Rider fans, I'm sure you know all about that.
That's not all.
Oh, boy. What did you do, Jeff? What mistakes did you make?
Well, through some sort of weird fucking voodoo magic, the Agito figure, the re-release Agito,
mm-hmm.
went from, like, its normal $60, $50, something like that, to $30.
Ooh.
And then I was like, no, I shall abstain. I cannot fall down the slippery slope like my brethren have before me. And, the internet was like, oh yeah, well fuck you, it's $12.80 now.
Was this Plumoya?
Yeah.
I knew it. They have the craziest sales there.
And I had to get it. I just had to.
Yeah.
It's $12 and something. It's a fucking awesome Agito figure.
I remember you came to me, you were like, should I get this Agito figure for $12? And I was like, that's like two Wendy's meals. Yeah, that's worth it.
Liam was like, yeah, get that. Get the Kuga also. Get the motorcycle. Buy the fucking Kabuto driver.
That
special edition.
CSM $300 Kabuto driver. Get that too. Why not? Throw it in there.
Jeff, do you value money? What is wrong with you?
Don't you know the real final use for money? Buying shit from Japan?
Just buy Kamen Rider toys. When the apocalypse happens, that's what we'll be trading for. Look, I need some fucking flour to feed my family. Yeah, you better cough up that fucking Gatak driver.
I was just gonna make a fucking Gatak Zector joke. You read my mind.
Liam bought that. But I got the,
I'm a sucker, Agito. I bought a Gatak Zector, yeah.
Dude, I'd love it. I'd love to have that, but sadly,
cool.
I shall never.
It's at the front of my desk. It's at the very forefront. I'm looking at it right now.
But I got that Agito, and Liam and I decided to exchange gifts for Christmas.
Yeah. I got Jeff an orange Loxseed.
And I got him a Spectre icon.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna be the Edgelord.
We both bought each other cheap plastic shit. For Christmas.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Crimbo.
Merry Crimbo. I guess, is next week going to be the Christmas episode? It's like, what is it going to be, like 22nd? Yeah. Next week's going to be the Christmas episode.
Or the holidays episode, if you don't celebrate Santa Clausmas.
Sorry, the holidays episode.
The season's greetings episode.
But until then, we have a Twitter. That's at Rider Club Radio. We've got an email. That's riderclubradio@gmail.com. Shoot us a tweet. Send us an email, please, God. We'll find something to talk about if no one sends us any emails. But, I mean, if you got something, bring it over.
We could have rambled about Dragon Ball Z for fucking ever during this episode, but we didn't because we want to get to your emails and your messages.
Yeah. So we got.
But we didn't have any this time, so send them in.
Send them in. Send any Kamen Rider related stuff you got in. We like to hear about it, and it gives us content.
That's what you gotta. You gotta put something on the internet.
You have to if you want to be a real Canadian.
What?
See you next week, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
See ya. サタンの倒すまで守るぞ平和を日本の空灯へ出て正義の心身を必殺電ショック男の命を懸けてゆく その名は仮面ライダー
突っ走って波出て裏くサタンのあるところ私か地球を悪の手にカラッと燃えるぜ正義の心見よ高圧電波ん地男の命をかけてゆくその名はその名は仮面ライダーストロンガー突っ走って山越えてブラックサタンが滅ぶまで見ていろ電気のこの力カラッと燃えるぜ正義の心見よ炎の電気か男の命をかけてゆくその名はその名は仮面ライダーストロー